Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through Genesis, and we're going fast, and I've just really been enjoying reading it in the message and the poetry of that. So here we are in Genesis chapter 10. This is what it says. This is the family tree of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. After the flood, they themselves had sons, the sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, Rodanim. The seafaring peoples developed from these, each in its own place by family, each with its own language. The sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, Sabdeka. The sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush also had Nimrod. He was the first great warrior on earth. He was a great hunter before God. There was a saying, like Nimrod, a great hunter before God. His kingdom got its start with Babel, then Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in the country of Shinar. From there he went up to Asher and built Nineveh, Rehoboth-ir, Calah, and Resen between Nineveh and the great city Calah. Egypt was an ancestor to the Ludim, the Anonim, the Lehabim, the Naphtuhim, the Pathrushim, the Chalcehim, the origin of the Philistines, and the Kaphtorim. Since Canaan had Sidon, his firstborn, Heth, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, the Hamathites. Later, the Canaanites spread out, going from Sidon to Gerar, as far south as Gaza, and then east all the way over to Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, and on to Lasha. These are the descendants of Ham by family, language, country, and nation. Shem, the older brother of Japheth, also had sons. Shem was ancestor to all the children of Eber. The sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, Meshech. Arphaxad and Shelah, and Shelah Arphaxad had Shelah, and Shelah had Eber. Eber had two sons, Peleg, also named because in his days the human race divided, and Joktan. Joktan had Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab, all sons of Joktan. Their land goes from Mesha towards Sephar, as far as the mountain ranges in the east. These are the descendants of Shem by family, language, country, and nation. This is the family tree of the sons of Noah as they developed into nations. From them, nations developed all across the earth after the flood. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just thank you for all those names, and I'm sure that I have mispronounced so many of them, but forgive me for that. But thank you, Lord, that these all were people who lived long, complex lives, and they were walking on the very earth that we walk on today. And when I think about that, I'm really humbled and thankful just for my own lifespan that I've had so far, and thankful for the work that you have set out before us. Lord, you have prepared good works for us to do, that you have prepared in advance for us to do. So Lord, I pray today we would discern what those are and walk in them, Lord. Thank you so much for Jesus, thank you for everything. Thank you for all of the folks that you have populated our lives with, that have names and have families and have struggles. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to bear the weight of the burdens of our friends and family members today. Sometimes, Lord, I feel like that burden is too heavy and I carry it and it's just too much. But Lord, you have promised us that we can give you our burdens, including the burdens of other people, because when we give you your burdens, you give us yours, and that burden is light. You are gentle and kind to us. You are worthy of our affection. You are worthy of receiving all the things in our lives, including our heartache, including our stress. Lord, thank you that we can come to you in prayer today. And Lord, we, as you know, talked about today in this passage about all the nations of the earth, Lord, I lift up all the nations of the earth currently today, and all the fighting and all the wars and all the rumors of wars and corrupt politicians all over the world, and those persecuted Christians. And Lord, just please take note. Please hear our cry. Would you bring justice to this earth? Would you help us to be light on a hill? Would you help us to be light in the darkness? But in order for us to do that, Lord, we need your light shed in our hearts. And so we welcome it today. We welcome the white hot light of heaven, the light of your love, and we rest in it. We rest in knowing we are your children. Nothing we can do can separate us from your love. It is wide, it is deep, it is high, it is amazing, and it is bigger than our own love for other people. And so we rest in it. We trust you that you have our good in mind and that you are growing us into a royal priesthood. A group of believers who love you and point others to you. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for your church. Build your church, we pray, and help us to be a part of the joyful body of Christ, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and I do pray that this would be a day where you would just list your blessings and find those things that God has done and thank him for it. I just find when I'm grateful and I begin to list those blessings, that I just have a better day. And so that's my prayer for you as well.